Romans chapter 10. Thank God. Amen. Good singing this morning edified my spirit. Amen. Romans chapter 10, if you got your Bible, want to look with me there. We'll just read a few verses in Romans 10. The Bible said, the scripture, the holy scripture, the inspired word, the Bible said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. If I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Now you got to remember, Paul's writing this, and he knew exactly where they were at because he was at one time. There's never been a man that was more zealous in the religious world than the Apostle Paul. He said that amongst that he said I was zealous. He talked about how that he was in that religion. He used that word religion of the Jews is what he said, above mine equals. Paul put himself in this category here. He knew where they was at. Verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness. Amen. God requires righteousness. Men will be judged in righteousness. Righteousness is what you must have. The righteousness of God, not self-righteousness, but the righteousness of God. The Bible said here, ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. He knew what it was to submit himself unto the righteousness of God. In fact, in the book of Philippians, Paul gives his record there. Ain't God not having mine own righteousness, which is by the law, but the righteousness of God, which is by faith. And Paul knew that after it was revealed to him. These Jews were blind. They were ignorant. The word ignorant means they did not know. They had no knowledge of this righteousness of God because it's got to be experienced. Salvation is an experience. It is a definite experience. Amen. Listen, I was reading this morning on the scriptures, and the only way you know anything, God tells you. You cannot know it in just reading it. You know it through him speaking it. Amen. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we find in this chapter here, in verse 4, the Bible said, for Christ is the end of the law. Now notice this, for righteousness. Amen. For righteousness to everyone that believeth. And see, the end of the law is not for righteousness. There's no righteousness that a man can attain to in the law. Now I want to say a few things. The law in the child of God's heart is the law of God in love. Amen. Every law is, thank God, underneath loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. He said all the laws, all the prophets and law hang on this. Everything hangs on that. The law of God's written in your heart. That's where the law is. It's not law written in stone. It's law written in your heart. Amen. We listen. The law has an end to it for righteousness. The word end means it's terminated. It's done away with. You can't mix law and grace. It cannot be mixed. Amen. Either you're going to save yourself by the law and end up in sin, or you're going to be saved by faith. Thank God, and that's where it's established. It's not in the law. The reason church becomes a grudge to people is because they're trying to humanly perform things that cannot be produced. It cannot. You cannot please God. Amen. You cannot do nothing. Thank God, there's absolutely nothing that you can do to be saved. Amen. It's not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Amen. It's what God does. Amen. It's the righteousness of God. His Son is righteous. He will judge the world in righteousness. Righteousness must be put on your account. It must be imputed. It must be given. It can't be done by man. It's got to be done by God. A man's got to come to that place. It ain't about him understanding.
thing about God is Him. God seeing He needs Him, and seeing where He's at, and seeing what God requires. And when God reveals this to you, God, you'll see it, amen, and believe it, amen. You can't get saved anyway, and any time you want to. A lot of people think, well, I'll get saved when I get old. No, you won't. You never determine when you get saved. Amen. God saves you when it's time. In His own counsel. In His own determination. In His own desire. Amen. Listen. Amen. To tell somebody how to get saved. Amen. How can they get saved? Amen. They must be saved. But they just can't get saved. Amen. You just can't get in. Thank God, the man that was at the pool of Bethesda. Amen. Friend, listen. Thank God, he laid there. He is at 38 years of that case. And listen, he couldn't get in. Amen. He said, every time the angel comes and stirs the water in a certain season, the first one in, thank God, is healed of that plague. And he said, I have no man to help me. I can't get in. Hey, that's when you get in, amen. When you can't get in, amen. When you can't, hey God, when you come to the end of yourself, when you see you have no hope, but in Him, you have no strength, but in Him, you have no way, but in Him, hey God, you got to get care if you ever get saved, amen. Amen, that's right, sir. You got to be emptied out of everything you're trusting in. You can't trust, you can't hold on to anything. Amen. Listen, a salvation assurance ain't in my works. It ain't in my friend. Ain't God what I do. Works is before men. God sees the motive of works. God sees my motive. Amen. Before I ever perform it, I could be an actor. Amen. In a religious setting. And friend, be a tear amongst the wheat. But God knows who His is. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Amen. And thank God He does. Amen. To God He knows His own. Amen. He said, I know mine and have known of mine. Amen. He knows the shepherd's voice. He knows the way I take. He knows, thank God, who I am. Hallelujah. Thank God. I'm telling you, I'm not a terror. Amen. Friend, a terror is a religious imposter. He ain't a drunk. Amen. He ain't a hushyate woman of the street. That ain't a terror. A terror is a religious imposter. Thank God that don't have God that appears righteous. But God knows they ain't got a thing. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's what a terror is. Amen. A terror is a religious imposter. They only have an outward showing. They only have an outward appearance. That's why few there be that find the way of God. There's few that understand the fact. Amen. The righteousness, my friend, that we have is in the Son of God. It's not in yourself. You can't produce it. In fact, Danny Blackwelder can't produce not one thing. It's God that worketh in you, both the will and do of His good pleasure. It's not us, it's Him. Amen. I can't figure that out. I'm telling you, brethren, listen, I wish I could figure these things out, but I ain't never figured it out. I mean, I can't figure it out how that God could save a sinner, how that God could take a man or a woman and use them for the glory of God. I can't figure it out. How can these things be? Nicodemus said, he couldn't understand it, but it can't be understood by the natural mind. Hey God, the natural man receiveth not the thing of the Spirit of God. It's spiritually discerned. It's known by the Holy Ghost. It's known by a man that's got Him. And the only way you'll know it is He'll tell you you got it. Amen. That's right. That's the only way you know you're saved this morning. Amen. I don't know. Listen. There's one thing I can tell this congregation. I don't know one of you, amen, in the side. I only know you by what I feel. I only know you, thank God. Amen. Old boy wrote me this morning. He's a good brother. He's a preacher. Amen. I met him in Georgia. And he listened to me preach. Amen. And he said he liked me. Amen. And he said, I like the way you look and preach. That's a variety. Amen. But this is what he said. And this is what he told me. He said, thank God in this little thing. He said, I love you, brother. I may be fooled. Amen. But I think, thank God you're the real McCoy. Amen. Hey, hey. Thank God, I'm telling you, he don't know the inward man. He only knows what's on the outside. Hey, what manifests from the inside. Hey, the nut. Thank God, the nut's in the shell, friend. Thank God, what's on the inside. That's what we got. Thank God, it'll come out. It'll be something to come out. Thank God, if you got the goods, thank God, you don't have to look around. Amen, and wonder. Thank God, you know within you what you got. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you this. Amen. He said, Christ is the end of the law. Boy, that's terrible. Look, we got Baptist churches. Amen. All they preach, and I used to do a lot of it. And I understood the New Testament. Amen. That the law wasn't given. Amen. For a church to go by. The law was given for a schoolmaster. That he'd bring us to Christ. Thank God, the law was given to show you how sinful you are. The law was given. Thank God, to show you how short you fall. Amen. The law's given. I ain't got to show you you're a lost sinner. Amen. Law wasn't never given for the church to live by. Amen. Listen, I'm going to give you a New Testament message. New Testament message is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hey, Christ ain't in the manger. Christ ain't on the cross. Christ ain't in the tomb. Christ, thank God. Amen's on the throne. But he said, not Christ on the throne. He said, Christ in you. That's where he's at. The New Testament message is this. Trevor, listen, you get this, son. You don't have to live in the bondage. Ain't God like I did for some years. Amen, under legalism. Under thinking in a certain way that I lived. Amen would make my God glorify God. It ain't the way I live. It's how he lives in you. Amen. Thank God, friend. I'm telling you, are you listening? The New Testament message is Christ. The New Testament message is that he lives in me and then he lives his life through me. He's conforming me to his image. Thank God. Amen. Take away, thank God, that self-performance and let the Holy Ghost work in you and make you what he wants you to be. Amen. This is a hard thing to do. But the fact of it is, the New Testament church and the New Testament message is Christ in you and Christ through you. And he's saying this is what he's saying. I'm looking for somebody that I can live my life through on earth. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. I'm looking, I want to live my life through Robert Parker on earth. I want to live my life through Danielle Robinson on earth. I want you to get what I'm about to tell you. This is what he'd say. I'm not concerned about your rules and your religion. I'm concerned about your temple being my temple that I can live my life through. Amen. That's what New Testament Christianity is. New Testament Christianity is not a roll of rules that you live by. New Testament Christianity is Christ living his rule through you. Amen. It's subject. See, he said they go about to establish their own righteousness. That's human forms. They go about to establish their own righteousness. They're going about to establish it. I think, amen, I am a church man. Why? Because he's the head of it. I believe I ought to be where the assembly's at. I believe you ought to come to the house of God. I believe anybody that could have come today and didn't come, they got a heart problem. That's what I believe. I'll stand that way. And that ain't got to do with human forms. It's got to do with desire. Yeah. On the inside of the hearts. Amen. It ain't got one thing. Amen. To do with me pleasing God. Because I come into a building. It's got to do with, thank God, the desire to be in the house of God with his people. Amen. That's right. Then I tell you this. You're not holy because you keep the first day of the week.
Now I'm going to pray some height stuff here, and I think it'll help you. Are you listening? Jesus is the same Monday as he is on the first day of the week. Amen. When you get up in the morning, thank God he'll be no different than what he is right now while I'm hearing this truth. Amen. If you ever get that in your heart, Brother Todd, it ain't no bondage. Amen. You can live for him as good. Thank God sitting there at the house in that recliner. Amen. Looking at your wife. Amen. And being blessed of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now thank God for the assembly. I love the assembly. Don't forsake the assembly. The assembly's not in the building. The assembly's the people. Amen. But I'm telling you, it was the first day of week he rose. It's the first day of week they took collection, and that's what we want to do. And it's the first day of the week, amen, that they had preaching. It was the first day of the week, but that wasn't the only day they had it, amen. In fact, they continued daily in the temple from house to house. Amen, buddy, I'm telling you, listen, you can't put him in a bottle. You can't put him in a corner. He's in you. He wants to live through you. It ain't about ruling men. It's by the Holy Ghost, amen. That's right. Amen. Listen, I hope you don't get upset at me. It's not me wearing a tie. I'm preaching overalls. Amen. I believe you ought to have modest apparel. Amen. I don't want to look like I just come off a ball field, but if I did, I can preach that way too. Amen. That's right. It ain't hindering me. The Holy Ghost is, it's the Holy Ghost, the spiritual kingdom. The Spirit of God lives in you. The Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God. We're born again into the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God's in me. No matter where I'm at, the kingdom of God's in me. If the kingdom of God is in me, then it is. The king's in me. And wherever I set up shop, thank God, there ought to be some action. Ought to be some effect. Ought to be something going on. Amen. That's right. And I've learned that, and it's right. You can count on me to tell you the truth. It's right. And it ain't built on a building. It's built on a Savior. And listen, I know people, it cringes people for me to say this. The law was terminated for righteousness in Christ. The law was terminated. That means it's been done away with. The first... People say, well, I love the Old Testament too. I read it. It's for my learning. It tells me about things that they prophesied. It tells me about things that were types and shadows and all that. It tells me about that. But I'm not under Old Testament law. If see what people do, they'll take a verse out of Deuteronomy or any of these verses. Amen. Out of the Old Testament, try to apply it to the New Testament church. And he said, I'm telling you, you can't put old wine in new bottles. That's right. You can't do it. I mean, if you set up a rules from Israel, the law was given to Israel. The law was given by Moses. You say you still think it's wrong to commit adultery? Sure it is. Own conscience tells you that. But the Word of God says it is. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not steal. All that's wrong. Amen. Thou shalt not have other gods before me. Surely if you love Jesus Christ above all, you ain't going to have nothing before him. Or nobody. That's right. Sure that's right. He's my God. He's my leader. Amen. That's right. And I'm telling you this, it ain't because I'm trying to obtain righteousness by obeying the commandments. I obey the commandments because I love the Lord. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What is that? Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. And a new commandment I write unto you to love what? One another. Thank God to love the brethren. Thank God to love sinners. Amen. Listen, friend, everything hangs on it. You ain't got to steal from somebody you love. But it's written in your heart. You see, by the Spirit. It's the Spirit. The letter killeth. If all I preach, I used to preach that a lot. You know I did. You can say amen to that. I used to kill you some. That's right. That's right. I'd just take a short text and preach against everything I know. Amen. That's right. I did a lot. Amen. I remember preaching, and I could preach it this morning. I preached on heathen practices in the Baptist church. I preached against every outward thing, and somebody's doing it look like a heathen. Amen. That's right. Somebody, I said, well, this is the last point. And the fellow said, that's about mine. Last point too. Amen. That's right. Amen. Do I think it's still wrong to sin? God says it is. I'm not, what I'm preaching, listen, somebody says, do you really believe in tenth giving? No, I believe in love. I believe in cheerful. I believe in as prospering, God's prospering you and not giving grudgingly, but willingly. I believe, thank God, the New Testament giving is much more than a tenth. I'm not bound to a tenth. I'm not bound to that. Thank God, if God prospered me this week, you think if he gave me $1,000 this week, you think I'm accountable? Well, I got to give $100. God help you keep it. He don't need it. He's got it all. If he is hungry, he wouldn't ask us. Amen. Listen, friend, if God's got you on a tenth giving, then do what God says. But I'm telling you, friend, somewhere along the line, God's going to test your faith, and he's going to say, listen, I gave you all this. Are you going to limit yourself? I tell you, I pray. He said, give. Amen. And it shall be given unto you. Listen, friend, the New Testament, it goes further than the Old Testament. Amen. Boy, this quenches a lot of people. They said, well, what about adultery, Jesus? He said, I'll tell you about it. He that looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath already committed adultery with her in his heart. And that's what I'm looking at. And when you look at her and you do it for lust in your heart and nobody else sees it, I want to tell you, Jesus sees it. It's always tougher. He said, eye for eye. He said, no, not eye for eye, tooth for tooth. He said, I want you to love your enemies. I want you to be like me, that when they was hanging me on the cross and nailing me there, I said, Father, forgive them. Huh? Ain't that right? He said, it ain't eye for eye. He said, go the extra mile. He said, turn another cheek. He said, this is the way the New Testament is. Amen. When you go out, men, ain't God go out to preach the gospel. We ain't out protesting. We ain't out holding signs up. Amen. We're preaching the gospel. Hey, there'll be opposition. Hey, God. He said, if they don't want it, leave the house and wipe the dust off your feet. That's right. Amen. Listen, I don't know where you at in your growth in grace. I do not know, but I'm going to tell you this. And I'll say this, I ain't bragging on her, but Kayla's growing. She trusted God. She testified of trusting God about that giving thing. Amen. You know what she said? I'll take a step forward to God. You can take a step forward to God. If you just want to live in your old ritual and rut and go through your old little tradition and call yourself righteous, I'll tell you one thing, you'll miss the blessing of God. A lot of you think still, man, you fight the devil and you fight yourself, and I do too, over what we think we doing to please God. And I'm telling you, the only thing pleases God's what Jesus does through you. You said it right. If I can grab hold of faith, if I can believe, amen, if I can just believe. Jesus, listen, friend, I'm not an easy believism, Romans road, repeat after me type stuff, but I'm telling you what, there is a truth in, not in salvation, but as a believer, amen, and is a salvation too, because salvation is, and God comes through believing him. Right. Yeah, listen, I'm going to tell you, it's not just believing what he did, it's believing in him that done it. Paul didn't say, hey, listen, I'm telling you, Paul said, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. That's not what he, thank God, he did do it. And he cried it is finished. And I can count as finished. And what he does finish. But it's him that finished it. Amen. That's right. In fact, Paul didn't say, I know what I believe. He said, I know whom I believe. And I love you, Brother Redmond. I do. And you love me, but you couldn't say that about me.
That's right.
You couldn't say that about nobody else but him. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, he terminated that thing for righteousness. Son. He said, I'm going to tell you, that's why they wanted to kill him. He said, wait a minute, he's speaking against Moses. He's speaking. Listen, Moses was a great man, but he wasn't nothing compared to Jesus. In fact, that's why he wrote that book of Hebrews, because Hebrews, amen, was a proven them Jewish, thank God, believers, that they ought to go on. Don't pull back to Moses. Moses is dead. I ain't a disciple of nobody that's dead. I'm a disciple of the one that's living. Amen. Moses wrote a lot of good things, but it was told to him by God for the Israelites. I'm grafted in. I'm a child of God. Amen. Amen. Thank God. He was a Jew. Jesus was a Jewish man. Right. One mediator between God and me and the man Christ Jesus. And one mediator. He's about to rent the veil. Thank God. And all of us have access to go into that place. Amen. This morning. And pray to him. Everything is in him this morning. Thank God he done away with all that. Baptist churches is ate up with that kind of stuff. I used to be in it myself. I done what I knowed. But I'm telling you, the New Testament message is the law is ended with Christ as far as righteousness. And Christ will impute his righteousness. And Christ will live his righteousness in you and through you. And God will accept you only on them terms. He will not accept you on what you do. He'll accept you what he does. And what he has done. And do we do anything? Sure we do. We're responsible human beings. That's one of the great things that God give us. He give us a freedom that we could make choices. I understand that. You did choose, thank God, what to put on this morning. You did choose what to eat. God didn't kill him. Thank God he didn't bring a raven by to feed you like he did Elijah. But I'm telling you what, you ate something probably. And you had a choice, and you got choices in your own life. I understand that, and I know that, but it has nothing to do with the righteousness of God. It's imputed. It's give. Salvation's a gift. It's not, my friend, just an offer. It's a gift. Amen. Thank God, friend, he's already offered himself. It's a gift to the sinner. Salvation is a gift to the sinner. Jesus offered himself. Jesus gave himself. Everything is in him and by him. Everything about him is real and right. Amen. Thank God. If I've got married, me and my wife, me soon 40 years. You can't hardly believe that, young as I look. Amen. Praise God. Can't believe it, man. 40 years. Amen. Young as I look. Amen. Thank God. 18 years old in my mind. Glory to God. Amen. I can't believe that's hard to fathom, ain't it? Really, if you think about it. Praise God. Been here 31 years. Amen. Are you listening? I married her. The individual. I didn't say I'm going to marry her so she can cook and wash my clothes and sit with me once in a while at the table and listen to all my gripes and complaining and groans. Amen. I married her to have her. It's a relationship. Amen. I had a fellow write me. I was going to read the letter. I found him in the correctional institute. And he wrote me today. I sent him a Christmas card. And he wrote me. And he said, it's good to hear from you. I must say your card brightened up my Christmas. Me and my wife Ashley did visit your church back in 2014. Shortly after we visited your church, we both got locked up on charges I'm currently in prison for. Ashley got out, and 2 years later, she passed away. This man ain't about 40. He said, that day in 2014, we sat in your church listening to your message about marriage and love, and we both agreed that we heard God's voice that day, but we didn't hearken to it. I regret that we didn't because I wouldn't be here and she wouldn't have died. That's what he said. I ain't going to read the whole thing. He said, I understand that why everything happened like it did. I've learned my lesson and it's a road that I don't want to go down again. And I've been sober now for 6 years and I'm relearning about love and life and I'm in minimum custody. And he said, I know in my heart I'm not the man that visited your church. Something happened in my heart that I quite can't explain. And he said, I'll be back. You think about that. And I thought, you know, if I read that this morning, are you listening to me? I'm about through. If I read that this morning to a church, and I said, I want you to listen to this, and maybe somebody's going through something. Most of the time, people won't hearken. In fact, can I tell you this? Most of the time, we don't hearken. Most of the time. You know what? The honest truth. Lucas, I love you. You're a good boy. And praying for you. And most of the time, you know, if you ride that bike you got out there and your daddy looked out and saw you doing wheelies and stuff and he said, son, I want you to do that. You, you're going to have a wreck or something and hurt yourself. And you'll say, yes, sir, Daddy, yes, sir. And as soon as he got in his car and pulled off, you'd say, well, ain't nobody around. That's our nature, you see. You know, I think I'll pop a wheelie. It won't hurt nothing. And all of a sudden, your bike's laying on the ground. That's just an illustration. I ain't saying you're doing that. Amen. But you know, a preacher will get up and preach, and we know we need the Word, and we know we need Jesus Christ to help us. And we'll listen, amen, and we'll say, I need that. I'm being honest as I can be. I've sat on a pew before, and I heard a man preach against things, and them things he was saying, I said, God help, I need it. Lord, I need it, and I found this out, and you better hear me, and I'm about through. You'll never get no help until he helps you do what you need to do. You can't do it. You might say in your own mind, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what that preacher said. But before you know it, the next week you're back in doing the same thing. And the reason you never get no victory over what you're going through is because you won't trust the one that's in you. And you won't yield to him. And you won't give it to him. And you won't say, Lord, help me, because it's every day you live, you're going to have to go to him. And you get tired of it. And you try to do it in your own strength. And it never brings no victory. Every day you live, you're going to have to trust him, amen. God told me this morning, he said, I'm going to tell you, he told me what he wanted me to give. And I said, Lord, I don't know if I can do it. He said, well, if you can't trust me with your money, don't try to trust me with something else. Amen. And I'm saying this morning, life is Christ in you. You have him in you, Nathaniel. You have him in you. God's a blessing you. You got him in you. You let him live through you. And you know what? You'll break that bread. He'll break that bread in your life. He'll multiply what you're doing, and he'll bless many people when you obey him. But it's him in you, Robert. It's him in you, Jonathan. It's him in you, Keith. It's in him in you, Danny. It's him living through you. It ain't your thoughts. It ain't how intellectual you are. It ain't how good you can preach. It ain't how good you can sing. It ain't how good you can play. It's about him in you. And he's the end of the law for righteousness. There ain't nothing you can do. The law can't produce the righteousness of God that needs to live in you. Amen. That's right. May the Lord add his blessing to the good word of God. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you hearing me.